This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Mary Johnson lost her son in 1993 after a then-teenaged Israel got into a fight with him at a party and shot him. With so much unanswered, Mary went to visit Israel in jail. After their first contact, "I began to feel this movement in my feet," Mary told the Daily Beast News. "It moved up my legs and it just moved up my body. When I felt it leave, I instantly knew that all anger and hatred and animosity I had in my heart for you for 12 years was over. I had totally forgiven you." The two now live as neighbors in the same duplex, and Mary has even referred to Israel as son in interviews. "I admire you for being brave enough to offer forgiveness and for being brave enough to take that step," Israel told the Daily Beast News. "It motivates me to make sure that I stay on the right path." This is a true story of forgiveness. What is your story of forgiveness? In Luke chapter 11 verse 4 we read, "Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us." In Matthew chapter 6 verse 12 it says, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." What does it mean to say, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors"? Jesus Christ teaches and calls us to pray for forgiveness of our debts. He is referring to our sins. The battle and the struggle with sin is real. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. The world and its distractions, enticements cause us to go back to the old nature. The flesh and the new nature are in constant conflict. Galatians chapter 5 verse 17 we read, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do whatever you want." Instead of seeing sin as sin, we try to neutralize it and conform it to the patterns of this world. Sin is missing the mark. Our God is holy and righteous. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 we read, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." We cannot have a relationship with God because of our sin. Jesus Christ paid the debt of our sin. He took all our sins, past, present, and future, and bore it all on the cross. On the cross, there was a great exchange. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 we read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The prayer for forgiveness is the only petition in the Lord's Prayer that comes with a condition attached. If we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. Yet we find it hard to forgive. Salvation comes by grace alone. We cannot work off our debts, we can only ask for them to be cancelled. Our ability to forgive is one of the signs of us having been forgiven. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Forgiveness is costly, and the more someone has hurt us, the harder it is to forgive. Yet, forgiveness brings peace, restoration, and joy. Forgiveness means to let go. Forgiveness is a release and letting go of all self-destructive feelings. Our God is a loving Heavenly Father, and when we go to Him and ask Him to forgive us of all our sins, God does what we ask. He offers full and free forgiveness. Today pray, "Jesus, forgive me and deliver me from my sin, and help me forgive those who sinned against me. For by your death on the cross, you cancelled my debt and destroyed the power of the devil." Amen.
cordially invite you to join us for a special Christmas virtual event, A Savior is Born. It will be a time of encouragement and inspiration. Saturday, 27th November at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. To confirm your participation, please send us a message to +91 6364252164. We will send you the link for this event. We hope to see you in our special Christmas program.